Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your protection over us. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness. And we say glory, honor, adoration be ascribed unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us today, that word that we need to hear, you cause us to hear it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to thank God for your life. Thank God for all that the Lord is doing in you, for you, through you, and by you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the Lord will continue to keep you, continue to guide and direct your path. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, this shall be a new season filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with victory for you and members of your household in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled The Perfect God. The Almighty God is the perfect God, and we're going to be discussing about him today. My text is from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, I'm reading just verse 48. Matthew 5 verse 48, the Bible says, "Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Our Father in heaven is perfect, and expect you and I to be perfect as He is. So who is this perfect God? What makes our God perfect? Let's just look at the Bible, what the scripture says about him. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4, it says, "He is a rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he." So our God, his work is perfect. From what we can see there, he is a rock, whose work is ever perfect. You see, for him, everything about him is justice. He's the God of truth, is without injustice, righteous and upright. Is he? Fantastic. That is the God we are talking about. He's our rock. He's the one who can protect us. And his work concerning our lives is perfect. Concerning the entire creation is perfect. He created everything perfect. And that's the God we are talking about. His ways are also perfect. As we can see in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 31. He said, "As for God, his way is perfect. The way of the Lord is perfect. The words of the Lord is proven. Is a shield to all who trust in him." So we are talking about the God whose way is perfect. He will never take you through the wrong way. If you follow him, he will lead you aright. His way is perfect. And also, his word is proven. The book of Psalm 18, verse 30, it says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. Is a shield to all who trust in him." Brothers and sisters, why not trust in this God, this perfect God, whose word is proven, whose ways are perfect? Trust in him. He will not disappoint you. He will not fail you. He has never failed, and he will not fail you too. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever he does is forever. Whatever this God does is forever. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14. He says, "I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it." Nothing. There is nothing to be added to what he has done and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him. Brothers and sisters, this God we are talking about, anything he does is perfect, is everlasting, is eternal. Why not associate with this eternal God? Why not look forward to always being in his presence? Because in his presence there is fullness of joy. It is in his presence that you can be guaranteed of fulfilling your destiny. May you be able to fulfill that destiny in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. His promises are fulfilled. The book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 21 verse 45. Joshua 21 verse 45 say, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Not a word failed. Fantastic. Man, we made promises, but they will fail. They may fail not because they want to fail, but because the resources of men are limited. There is no man that have a resources that is unlimited, but God is the Almighty, is the creator of heaven and earth. Everything belongs to him. He is the all-sufficient God. He is the one who can move and he is unmovable. He is the one who can shake and is unshakable. So brothers and sisters, put your trust in this God who, when he makes promises, he brings it to pass. In the book of Numbers, Numbers 23:19, see, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? So that which God has said concerning you shall come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. His promises concerning you will not be a mirage. It will come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. What he has spoken, he will do. So shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I also want us to know that our God is a God who is morally perfect. He is morally perfect. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. You see, and one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. He is the holy God. He is the holy God. He is the one that is worthy of our worship. He is the one that is worthy of our praises. The whole earth is full of his glory. His glory saturates the entire earth. That is the God I'm talking about, the perfect God, none like him. The Bible also tells us that our God is a perfect God who loves. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, see, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. For God is love. So he is love. He's the one who loves us. He loves us so much that he sent forth his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to come to this world and die for our sins, even before we knew him. That is the God I'm talking about. Everything about him reflects perfection, because he is a perfect God. Is he ever faithful God? Is he ever faithful? His mercies concerning us, they are renewed every morning. Lamentation 3:22 say, though through the Lord's mercy we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. He is ever faithful. He is ever faithful. Even when we are not faithful, our God remains faithful. So he is a perfect God. Men can disappoint you. Men can be disloyal. But God is faithful. He is faithful. The Bible also tells us in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. He says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O son of Jacob. He is the Lord. He is the one that does not change. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forever. And that is the God I'm talking about. So this perfect God, you also need to be like him. You need to be like him, because that passage we read says, therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. That is his desire for you to be perfect. that his desire for you is that you should be perfect. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, say, but reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profit a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. So brothers and sisters, it's only by being like him that you can also receive the profit. See, bodily exercise is profitable a little, but godliness is the one. Endeavor, strive, desire to be like him. And as you do so, the Almighty God will keep you. The Lord will guide you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. It's his desire that we are perfect. But being perfect is a choice. As we can see in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. He said, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Choose life, choose Christ. When you choose him, then you and your descendants will live. You have chosen the perfect one, the one who can deliver you, the one who can fight your battles, the one who can grant you victory on all sides. So what are you still waiting for that you have not chosen him? Or you are one leg in, one leg out. Choose this God. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I'm giving you that opportunity this day for you to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Do not procrastinate. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that God loves you. He cares about you. But he's knocking the door of your heart right now. And say, open the door for me and let me come in. And when he comes in, he is ready to take away your burden, to take away your pains, your sorrow, your frustration, and give you his own yoke. Brothers and sisters, so why not accept Jesus Christ now as your Lord and Savior? Or you have not been fully dedicated, committed to the things of the kingdom, why don't you do so now? And just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. It's you I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving them the gift of salvation. And I pray, Lord, that these ones, Lord, let them remain connected to you all the days of their life. Let them never do anything that will cause them to lose their salvation. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone who have heard this podcast, the mighty hand of God will be with you. The Almighty God will be your guide. He will guide, he will direct you. He will counsel you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every plans of the enemy concerning you, concerning your household, they will not come to pass. The Almighty God will grant you victory over your enemies, over your mockers. Everyone that is asking, where is your God? The Almighty God will silence them. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, where you have been rejected, the Lord will cause you to be accepted again in the name of our Lord Jesus. So brothers and sisters, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Almighty God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.